Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. The 5th annual Red River Craft Beer Festival will be held in Lawton this weekend. The event is a fundraiser for the Armed Services YMCA of Lawton Fort Sill. And here to talk with us about the event and the Armed Services Y is its Executive Director, Carol Herrick. Carol, thanks for joining us.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
Well, let's just jump right in. What can attendees expect from the 5th annual Red River Craft Beer Festival?
It is our 5th year, and this year we are putting together a pretty great event. In addition to it being our biggest event, we've actually rolled back prices, so it's cheaper to attend. But we've got over 190 different beer labels. We've got a couple of t-shirt vendors that have created merchandise for this event. We've got three great food trucks from our local area, as well as an amazing piece of art that we'll auction off from Lawton's own Robert Peterson.
That's a big number. How do you get 190 different types of beer into one festival?
You know, it's not easy. When we started, our committee started working on this event, one of the things we wanted to do is make sure that we had something special to offer that folks can't get anywhere else. And so as we were working with Cash Road Liquor and all of the beer vendors across the state, we just put together this amazing list of labels, and, you know, it just kept growing and growing and growing, so we'll have more to offer this year. What's exciting is this year we're going to be offering certain brews that are only available during the VIP hours. So if you've purchased a VIP ticket, not only do you get 2 extra hours of tasting, you also get access to those brews. And so we're excited to see how our attendees enjoy that.
Asking under the assumption that many will be bringing multiple beers to help reach that 190 number, how many different brewers are expected for the festival, and how does that compare to previous festivals?
Well, it's really hard to answer that question because of some of the beer laws that are changing. And so as we're looking forward, you know, the craft beer industry and the beer industry in the state of Oklahoma is changing due to legislation. And so they're trying to be proactive and start those changes soon. So it's really hard to give you a correct answer right now, because by Saturday it could change, actually. They're kind of all realigning, and it's going to look different for the next couple months. But what I will say is that we have all the folks that we've had in the past and some additional out-of-state labels that are coming with some of our national distributors. So folks like OBI and Republic are bringing different labels than we've had in the past, because their portfolio has gotten bigger as well. And so that's exciting, because now we have access to more labels through those partnerships as well.
Keeping with that, many of the changes to Oklahoma liquor laws are going into effect this fall. So this may not be something with a definite answer right now, but as you've worked on this festival and knowing the changes that are coming, what might look different at next year's festival?
You know, I think this year will be a good litmus test, so to speak. I think that, you know, as we move through November, because those changes are still evolving, I don't know what it's going to look like 100%, but I'm confident that we're partnering with the right people this year in advance of those laws. So, you know, our local landscape will change a little bit, but I think it's going to create an opportunity for those Oklahoma brewers to be part of the festival next year in ways maybe they've felt too small to participate this year. So I think it's going to be a good mix of what we've had in the past and maybe some new partnerships.
Back to this year's festival, even though the list is subject to change until Saturday, who are some of the brewers attendees could expect to see this year?
Well, what I'm going to do is, instead of just kind of popping off the top of my head, I'm going to encourage you to go to our Facebook page. There is an event listed on the Armed Service Y Facebook page. If you go to the Red River Craft Beer Festival event page, we actually have all of the beers and all the labels that we're planning to pour. And whether or not they're a VIP special or they're available during general admission hours, it's pinned there and you can find the entire list there.
Shifting gears away from the festival, let's talk about what the festival supports, which is the Armed Services YMCA. For our listeners who may not know, what is your mission and what services do you provide?
You know, the Red River Craft Beer Festival is one of our major fundraisers, and all of those funds go to support our mission, which is to strengthen military families. And so how we do that at the Armed Service Y, I love to tell people we have love and action in those walls every day. You know, we run a child development center for 120 kids. We provide low rates for our junior enlisted military families. We also have a for free thrift store that is also available to our junior enlisted military families, E1 through E5. We have a food pantry. We do events all year, such as our father-daughter dance. Anything that we can do to create a healthy experience for our military families while they're here at Fort Sill.
So without getting into specific dollar amounts, how important is the Red River Craft Beer Festival as a fundraiser for the Armed Services Y?
It is our largest fundraiser. And, you know, we have this and we have the Y Fry. So support of this event is crucial to meeting our mission. And the fact that we can do that, create a great event for the Lawton Fort Sill community, and drink beer is pretty cool. I mean, to know that that money is going to go back into our community in ways that really take care of those who are taking care of us and our freedoms is, I think, something to be pretty proud of and special. And again, beer.
The event is Saturday, April 28th at the Great Plains Coliseum. If someone is interested in attending and does not yet have a ticket, what do they need to do?
Well, all of our tickets have to be purchased online. And though you can purchase them online at the door, you will have to purchase them online. So save yourself a step and just buy them at home. They can go to eventbrite.com and look for the Red River Craft Beer Festival. And the ticket options are there. Right now, we have a VIP ticket that gets you in the doors at 3 o'clock. You're able to stay from 3 to 8. Again, that gives you access to additional labels that won't be available during the general admission session. And then general admission is from 5 to 8, still 3 hours of good beer taste in there. And those tickets for general admission are $25, VIP are $50. We also have a designated driver ticket. So if you would like to be someone's D&D, and we recommend that everyone have one, then it's a $10 ticket, and that entitles you to free drinks and snacks, so soft drinks and snacks.
We are just about out of time. Do you have any final thoughts for our listeners today?
Just come out, have a good time, make sure you drink responsibly.
Some good advice there. Carol Herrick, Executive Director of the Armed Services YMCA of Lawton Fort Sill, talking with us about the organization and its upcoming fundraiser, the Red River Craft Beer Festival. Carol, thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you.
The 5th Annual Red River Craft Beer Festival will be held Saturday, April 28th at the Great Plains Coliseum in Lawton. The VIP portion of the event begins at 3 p.m. and general admission opens at 5 p.m. For more information, including ticket purchase options, visit the event page on Facebook by searching for Red River Craft Beer Festival. For more information about the Armed Services YMCA of Lawton Fort Sill, visit their website. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.